Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by C-Spec Sunglasses. So today on Wednesday, we have a small start to the day. I'm not seeing too much out there on the cams. Wind swell is going to be building to the thigh plus zone as the day goes on. It looks like north winds at about 16 miles per hour are going to chop things up a bit though. Thursday is going to be the better bet to catch some waves this week. A mixed swell with a definitely defined mid-period component with a thigh to lucky waist-high sets. Winds are going to turn onshore at about 8 to 14 miles per hour, but it should be rideable if the winds cooperate at your spot, so keep an eye on the models for that. Looking ahead a little bit, Friday's looking at another thigh-plus wind swell day with east-southeast winds at about 20 miles per hour, so expect a chop slop there. Similar conditions with the weekend, with mostly southern winds for Saturday. Sunday, though, it looks like we're going to get a window of offshore winds in the morning, and then it's going to be clocking back onshore by the afternoon. So I'm going to keep an eye on that. You know how those wind models can switch things up a couple days out like this, especially with this front that's pushing through. So I'll be back on Friday to give you the latest. And until then, be sure to check the cams. That's always the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. I'm going to be heading out and cleaning the Sebastian Inlet cam here in a few. And also, I have to swap out the North Cocoa Beach Pier cam. That's just the spare camera we have up there right now. The camera failed like about a month ago, and the replacement has finally shown up. So until Friday, you guys have a great day, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.